pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Our phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox awaiting your emails, Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. Always love to read those emails that talk about my brilliance, and would love to have a few more of those today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson, doing all the button pushing and making sure that, well, this show runs smooth, and so you know that that doesn't happen every day. But that's usually our fault. Coming up on the program today, more Nebraska football talk. We'll talk with defensive end Zach Potter, and our Big 12 talk continues. We're going to have Missouri. Defensive back Willie Moore, one of the best ones, one of the preseason all-conference players, Willie Moore out of Missouri, going to join us on the show today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Cody Glenn of the Huskers, making that switch from running back to linebacker, and we will also catch up with Kansas State head football coach Ron Prince. Couple of developing stories since we last talked, Daddy, and I guess we'll see. I mean, we'll see how these impact. Neither one of them are earth-shattering, world-shaking type of deals, but UNK has another assistant coach move on to bigger and better things. We saw that happen with baseball. We saw it happen big time with football here in the offseason. And now Tim Keneally, assistant women's basketball coach, is going to go home. He's from Shadron, went to Shadron State, then went to Hastings College.
Well, he played actually at Shadron State,
both,
right?
Yeah, at both places, and then was the assistant to Carol Russell for some successful runs here at the UNK women's basketball team, and he was named the new head coach at Shadron State, and that officially announced today. So he is going to be moving on, and congratulations to Tim, and best of luck at Shadron all but two times a year. Also, we had a chance to talk yesterday, or I had a chance to talk yesterday, the development of the new Craneview golf course and what it will become is going to have some major announcements here in the next couple of days, and we will be talking with one of the major upfront folks, Ken Freudenberg, coming up here in the next couple of days. They're going to be out in Kearney. They're going to be making some major announcements. A lot of the rumors that we had heard 6 months ago when this all came down, around Masters time, I think it was, are going to come to fruition. Connections with Mark Calcavecchia, maybe he being the designer of the new back nine and helping out, that's going to be part of it, and we're going to get to find out more of the details from him in the next few days here on the show.
Cool. So you've really been doing your homework, Douglas.
Well, it's a special day. I've been getting real. I've been slammed with plans, and I mean it's just a big day when you have to run this show. I mean, how many days? How many August 6th roll around? There are not many August 6th roll around, and I mean, Brett Favre, maybe he's going to Tampa Bay. Maybe he's not. The Royals cooled off a little bit last night by Josh Beckett, who didn't no-hit the Royals, but he beat him by a score of 8-2.
Alex Gordon did not.
And then you got Jabba Chamberlain, people saying, oh, he may not pitch the rest of the year. Well, okay, whatever. Easy, people. Just easy. So you got that. State baseball's in the books. Football to talk about. Rain! What the hell was that this morning?
Nice rain.
The ground was doing the happy dance this morning for a while.
Nice rain. Plus, Doug, one disappointing thing I think that need to get out right now. I was kind of expecting Cody Glenn today instead of Zach Potter. For the simple fact that today I'm 34, Cody Glenn wears 34. I thought it would coincide.
Could you call Zach Potter right now and say, Daddy hates Zach Potter?
No. No, I have no anger towards Zach Potter. Looking forward to seeing Zach Potter get on the field.
But you know what today is, Derek?
What's that?
I'm messing you up. Sorry, buddy. You had it right. You know what today is? You're 34 today?
I'm 34 today. Ah, thanks for the music.
Hey, who does this song, Daddy?
I think the Eagles. Who does this song?
Wow, the Eagles is not correct at all.
Depeche Mode?
And if I throw out the most popular group in the history of music, you would say?
Boy George?
Exactly. I was pretty sure. I was pretty sure. I will smack the Alex Gordon bobblehead doll, and we'll start over. 1-888-455-ESPN. Also, just doing some combing on a variety of subjects this morning, and I came across, as I was looking at the Shadow State website and getting more information on Tim Connealy going there, there was a story in the Shadron newspaper, and I caught it online here, about Danny Woodhead. And no direct talk to Danny, but to his dad, and just about his injury that he suffered during the New York Jets training camp. And his dad saying, you know, it looks like he'll have surgery next month, rehabilitate, try it again. And then he went on to say he's pretty cool about it. He was having a blast playing well. He felt good about his chances of making the team. He felt he could compete physically, although he said everybody, no matter which position they play, is fast at that level. He said the mental aspect of the game, huge. And he goes, it'll be like a redshirt year for him. He can still learn while he's there and rehabilitating. Since the injury happened early in training camp, he'll have lots of time to get ready for next year. And, of course, Woodhead just got married as well. So his wife is living in Omaha. She is a nurse, and she may be moving out to New York. We'll see what all happens. And, of course, his brother's now playing for Shadron State as well.
Well, I believe that's really the first news. I thought everybody thought probably the hopes and dreams were kind of crushed with this injury, and I thought probably it was all over. But
well, it's a big bat to the face. There's no doubt about it, because not only do you have to overcome this, then you have to reprove again. You just have to hope you get a shot. And you have to hope what he did in the very few workouts for the Jets, that he was able to impress them enough that they will keep him on the radar screen. Unfortunately, this really reminds me way too much of Richie Ross, who we have not talked to in a while, and he is off the radar screen. Even though working hard, you know, coming off that injury he had a couple seasons ago, you know, you have to wonder, well, what will happen with Danny Woodhead?
True, oh, how true. These, you know, people, that the window is so small anyway, and then injuries kind of, a lot of times, slam that window shut. But hopefully Danny can come back and be the player he was before the injury. And with the modern medicine they have today, you know, that's another thing. Yesterday, Scott Van Pelt talking to Tiger Woods. Did Tiger Woods have quadruple bypass on top of a ACL injury? Did he get a total knee replacement? It just seems like.
So you hate Tiger Woods, okay.
No, it just seems like several area kids every year have reconstructive ACL surgery. And, I mean, it just seems to be a major obstacle. I realize Tiger Woods can't go out and jog around his plantation or his mansion and or do whatever he wants and play golf, you know, like he can. I realize he can't, you know, do the things he wants to do. I realize that. But it's not earth-shattering. It's a knee surgery, for God's sake.
Is that Kelly Tillman on line two? I just wonder. What was the problem? I guess I don't remember what the problem. Well, what was the problem with the interview?
Well, just talking about all the pain and boy, getting off the crutch is a big step. And his daughter weighs 12 pounds. He couldn't pick her up for days, and that was.
Didn't say that. Probably couldn't bend down to pick her up. Probably.
I just think I love Tiger Woods. Everybody knows he's my favorite golfer. He's the best golfer.
Imagine if you couldn't pick up your puppy. Exactly. You psycho. There was nothing wrong with the interview yesterday. Scott Van Pelt has known Tiger Woods from the beginning, and that's one of the very few people I think Tiger Woods feels comfortable talking to. Why not blow that up yesterday? He's not talking to anybody else. They weren't saying that he lost his leg in the war, and boy, what a comeback it was.
But it kind of sounds like it's...
People want to know. He's the number one athlete in the world in most people's eyes. People want to know what's going on. Where are you at? Could you possibly be, you know, out playing some golf before Thanksgiving or Christmas? Or are you going to wait till next year? Or, you know, it's been a while since the knee. Are you onto the bike, you know, which would surprise a lot of people. They just want to know.
I understand, and I'm fine with everybody knowing, but it seems like they delve into this injury. It's certainly not an injury that's going to be hard to overcome in the end. Sure, there's setbacks, and there was some initial pain and discomfort, I'm sure. I'm just saying there's a lot of people. That's a pretty routine procedure.
Gee, pull up the baby crying sound effect. Unbelievable.
By the way, since it's my birthday...
Your special day.
It is special. So I want to talk. I came up with this.
It seems like in the last year, maybe two has become one on your birthday, too. So I just wondered what's going on.
What? Leave me alone.
Anyway, you're dressed up for your birthday. It's pretty impressive.
Last night.
Yeah, why are you all dressed
driving
up?
Driving home.
What's your deal?
Look good, feel good, Derek. You got to try it once.
Yeah. Gee, look who's talking.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway.
All the football talk and all the Huskers are back in it. Football, I guess it's kind of twofold. I got the coach that I wanted and I know is the right hire. I got the program headed in the right direction, which I know everything is going smooth.
Mike Tomlin? Who are you talking about?
The king, Bo Pelini.
Oh, JC?
Everything is still going just as I had foreseen last October. It's a perfect world. Basically, everything is going.
Oh, don't short-sight yourself. September. It was the day after the USC game.
Okay, September. You are correct. Now, I'm trying to figure out why in the pit of my stomach is there still so much hostility and anger and pent-up frustration with the last 4 years. Why haven't I not moved on?
Again. Are we still talking about football, or are we talking about something else here?
Still talking about football.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of resentment. I think every fan out there is still angry about a lot of things. When is that feeling going to go away? Will it ever go away?
It will go. I suppose we'll point back to something that you talked about with Bill Callahan. It will go back after Bo Pelini's first signature win, I would imagine. Virginia Tech is his first opportunity. They are ranked as high. They are ranked 15th in the coaches' poll, by the way. 15th. So immediately that would be a signature win. And he's going to get a crack against all those Big 12 teams that are rated. Possibly not all. Texas is not on the schedule. I understand that. But Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Texas Tech are all on the schedule.
But I guess the day after the USC game, if you just said, you know what, don't worry, calm down, Bo Pelini's on the way, wouldn't you just expected like the rose petals and you'd be frolicking through green pastures?
Well, you did that, and you still have frustration in your heart?
I think that's a very natural feeling for a Nebraska fan across the state.
I just don't think starting out year 34, you should worry about these things. Let it go.
I've tried to let it go.
Open your heart and let it fly away.
I've tried. You know what? I even asked people to say good things about Bill Callahan, hoping I will feel better about the situation. It doesn't help.
He's with the Jets. Hey, we'd love to get your emails on Daddy's big birthday. You can send those to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska's Zach Potter coming up. Willie Moore, defensive back from Missouri, and a whole lot more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Daddy at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Indian Head Golf Course, the only golf course in central Nebraska with the GPS yardage system, now brings you the Senior Golf Tournament, August 19th and 20th. Open to golfers 55 and up. Two rounds of golf, stroke play for $60. Food, coffee, and donuts will be provided, and prizes total nearly $6,000. Carts are optional, so call Indian Head Golf at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653. Or go to IndianHeadGolf.com for more information.
Somewhere in an RV, a husband and wife settle in for a night's rest when he says,
"You know, I wish I would have taken this RV to Rich and Sons before we left."
"Why?"
"Because I just went to the bathroom.
What are you trying to tell me?"
"Not good."
You've worked too hard for that vacation to have it interrupted by maintenance problems on your RV. Rich and Sons RV Headquarters for sales and service. Don't have time? The mobile ready-to-go service is also available. Log on to RichSonsRV.com. Rich and Sons, South 281, Grand Island.
A real sports fan sometimes needs to see a game that isn't on basic channel, that their dish can't pull in, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good charburger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill knows the fan who needs his fix of a special broadcast. That's why they've installed state-of-the-art receivers that'll bring in most games no matter how obscure or how exclusive. Slugger's, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna in Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they're ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Denise Villegas and Butch Morrell in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Nancy Osterber and Jody Smith. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area during the day today with some scattered showers and storms possible. Otherwise, look for highs of 83 with an east wind of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see scattered showers and storms possible, lows of 62 on the way to 84 for high Thursday. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Daddy's birthday. Little Madonna. You want to give us a backstory on this?
No, really don't.
Did you dance to this once? No?
I don't believe so.
I had a special request for this from Sir Lumpus.
Oh, gosh, those people got a lot of punches coming.
Is he joining us for lunch today?
No.
Sir Lumpus, you got 40 minutes to be here. Just a special on-air shout-out to Sir Lumpus. You got 40 minutes to be here and have lunch and receive your punches. Daddy's birthday, love to hear from you, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Got a chance last night. I was actually working in the Grand Island area, so I got an opportunity for the first time since Hy-Vee is open to go to what they call for chubby people the playground, the Disney World of grocery stores. Must I say, very, very impressed with the people at Hy-Vee, the quality of products at Hy-Vee. Excellent. Excellent. My new favorite grocery store.
Where?
Hy-Vee in Grand Island.
When were you in Grand Island?
Yesterday. I was working. I was all over in Chapman and St. Paul doing some things. Came back
Farwell?
Through, and then it was staring.
Were you in Farwell?
No, I wasn't in Farwell. Home of the Panthers. It's not there.
All right. Got a story about that, too, to tell you. Big 12 football talk on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company on the bricks in downtown Kearney since 1968 at Brown Shoe Fit. We know how to take care of you. our customers, and the Wave Pizza Company, the premier pizzeria in Grand Island. 107 North Walnut Street. Delivery is available at 398-9283. Or if you stop by, they've got two beer gardens, Keno, a great place to go with the Wave Pizza Company. Today, we catch up with Missouri defensive back Willie Moore.
More Big 12 football talk, and Daddy, the defending Big 12 North champions, the Missouri Tigers, they're coming in, as we've said, for the last month or so with the bullseye on their back, and that's something that they're not used to.
No, it's something they're not used to, but 12-2, you got to have a lot of confidence, whether you got a bullseye on you or not. Return eight starters on defense. We're pleased to be joined by defensive back Willie Moore right now from the Missouri Tigers. Willie, talk a little bit about coming in as a favorite this year. Everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to be around winners, and you guys have been mobbed here today.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's a great position to be in. But as far as football-wise, you know, you got to rise up to the expectations. You go in and win them. To come out and win it, sir.
In the defensive backfield, maybe one of the question marks, because you did lose two players, one in Pig Brown, the other one in Darnell Terrell. How do you replace those guys, and who steps in and fills those shoes?
As leader-wise, I feel like that's my position, to come in and try to, you know, step up and take a little leadership. But as far as those positions, we got a lot of guys. We had depth last year. A lot of guys stepped in when Pig went down. And even when, you know, Darnell Terrell, he was, you know, balancing the position last year. So we got a lot of guys stepping in. Great freshman class. So.
Joined by William Moore here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Preseason, first team all-conference. That's not too bad of a deal, is it? Is that the expectations to live up to?
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, it's great to be in that position and, you know, be recognized for how hard you work. So
you guys started to see the work pay off a year ago and finally getting those big quality wins. Obviously didn't win the one you wanted to win, but you know what? Got a little redemption because you go plaster somebody in a bowl game, get a little frustration out.
Right. Yeah, we went out with a bang. That was a great way to go out last year, and we knew that. But that put more expectations on us for this year. You know, that win basically just solidified what we, you know, what we stand for. We're not going to quit no matter what bowl game we're in. We're just going to go out and fight whoever it is.
Free safety for the Missouri Tigers. Willie Moore joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Willie, talk a little bit about the free safety position for you. Are they going to let you roam and kind of go after some balls and then turn some things around and get some turnovers? You guys are plus 13 a year ago. Obviously, that's monstrous for a football team when you can win that turnover battle.
Oh, definitely, man. Coach Eberflus, he recognizes players throughout the tour days and see what he got. And, you know, he assigned us to what he got. You know, he got a safety that I like to drop down in the box. A lot of us, all the safeties we got, like to come down to play in the box. So, run support. So, I think we're going
to... You're going to have a chance to get after the quarterback a little bit,
yeah,
Willie?
Definitely.
Do you guys use, I guess if you want to say the BCS snub, do you use that as motivation this year, or is that totally in the past and you're not talking about it anymore?
Like I said, Coach Spinker do a great job of letting the past be the past. You know, last year was great, but this year we're trying to do greater. I mean, you know, like I said, great season, great everything last year. We put all that in the past, use everything as motivation. But we got different things in motivation called sacrifice a little bit more than you did last season, try to do better this year.
Willie, talk a little bit about Chase Daniel leading the way. Obviously, the Big 12 quarterback player of the year, listed almost by everybody. Everybody we talk to, every media guy we talk to, who's your pick of quarterback? Chase Daniel. Boy, for him to lead this football team, that's something special. And when did you realize in your career in Missouri that he was something special?
Man, I watched him in high school. I was here in Missouri a year before he got here. So I actually watched him in high school. I knew more about him than he probably knew about me. But the guy winning, man, I don't know if nobody else liked it. You lose one game in high school and then come here and just turn the program around. You know, I wouldn't have no other quarterback.
Is the defense the one place that you guys every once in a while took some shots last year from people that maybe that was the weak spot of this football team? When did you think you started to gel last year, and how much better are you going into this fall?
We turned it on last season, at the end of last season, when the competition got a little higher. So I feel like that was a great thing. You know, Big 12 play, that was very important. And this year as a defensive unit, we plan on coming out from day one. You know, to work a little harder than we did last season, you know.
Everybody's talking about, you know, key games throughout the season. Coming to Lincoln, Nebraska is going to be one of those key games. You have not won there in 30 years. You have not won there. How will you be able to win in Memorial Stadium on October 4th?
It's another thing Coach Pinker preached. Break down barriers along the way, you know. It's a lot of things that Mizzou haven't done in the past couple years. I mean, with this team right here, I feel like it's so special. We can do a lot of things. We respect everyone, respect each program, every football team. I mean, we got some on our mind. We try to, you know, come and do it.
everybody's a believer this year. That hasn't been the case, probably forever, at least for the seniors and you guys' career.
Right, we got this. I think this team right here is like family bonded. You know, we all depend on each other. We all dedicate our workouts and everything we do for one another. So that's play a huge part in our success.
You know, it sounds like accountability to one another. That's kind of the moniker for this team. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah. If you ain't got accountability, ain't nothing you can do. I mean, from the classroom, academically wise, to the football field. So if you got that, we'd be all right.
Willie, best of luck. I know the first game out of the chute's a big one, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Lincoln, Nebraska. Continued success to you and the Tigers.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Willie Moore, Big 12 football reports from the Missouri Tigers this time around. Willie Moore, the defensive back, brought to you in part by Centura Hills Golf Course. 18 holes of luxury. Oh, the brand-new 9 just makes it an even better golf course. Half-price memberships are also available right now, so call for that or tee times, 308-485-4650. Also brought to you by our friends at Computer Hardware. Zach Potter coming up in just a little bit. Missouri, just going back and talking to the Tigers, they're just a lot of confidence there. And I still think there's a lot of can we do it again? I mean, they're young kids. Can they do it again? Can we be the group that brings Missouri football to national prominence on a consistent basis? They did it last year. Now can they make Missouri a power?
Well, Willie Moore's, there's a reason for confidence. When you're a free safety and you're 230 pounds, that gives you some confidence. You can move at that level. Nick Harris the same way. There's a lot of confidence because these people are physical specimens that play that position.
Daddy's birthday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We welcome your comments. 1-888-455 ESPN. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. One of the things that we have to do on a day like this, during the last break, it was amazing, the conversation, the last break here that Daddy had.
We're going to need a lot more help sucking up to us because that's what we really like. Oh. You understand me? I think we need some major sucking up.
Very well, sir. You're not only handsome, but a powerful man. I could see the second you walked in here, you were someone to reckon with.
It's just the way it is every day on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's amazing. Zach Potter will join us talking Nebraska football, first week of practice. They went through a couple things. Daddy, here's one quote from Bo Pelini after yesterday's practice that I thought you would like. We're making some progress in some areas, but we're not going to be satisfied until we see perfection out there. We're far away from that. And again, they're just practicing in shorts and helmets because they're in the acclimation period. But he says it's been pretty physical. Guys are working their technique and their fundamentals. There's a lot going on. So, heads are spinning, he says. Some guys a little more comfortable than others. That's to be expected. A couple might have a chance to help us out of the young group. We'll see how that plays out. He's talking about some of the freshmen and the first-year players for the Huskers. And they're back on the practice field today. Single practices through Friday, a two-a-day Saturday. Then Sunday will be their day off to relax and rest up and heal up a little bit. Yep. And then next week will be hell. Next week, everything's on, and they'll get right after it.
Well, they're going to get right after it. I think that's the part that's going to be brought back to Nebraska practice. And if you're a senior on this team, I don't know if you're excited for that part of it or not. Because, if you're a Todd Peterson, if you're a Nate Swift, and you've been through your whole career at Nebraska with not a lot of physical contact, and then all of a sudden, this we're not talking a 45-degree change here. This is 180 degrees totally different than what's been going on here in the past and what's happened in their career, and there are people that are going to get after it.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. See Scott or Joel today for a free estimate on your vehicle. Specializing in paintless dent repair for years on the bricks downtown Kearney and in the Dent Popper inbox at Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What Daddy needs on his birthday is to bash Billy C. It's not the long-term cure, but he'll feel better after his blood pressure skyrockets and then starts falling. Or he could just eat a whole bunch of fried fish. Ultimately, the rock in Daddy's stomach will finally go away once Nebraska is finally back to the winning ways we were all accustomed to. Once Nebraska is in the top 15 year after year, the old Nebraska feeling will return. But until then, bash Billy C. from Delusional Husker Fan.
Thanks, Delusional. I just hate to get too worked up at this point in the program, and I hate to see that blood pressure go up because I already take my medication for the day. But
Nebraska football team.
What a suckwad. 5-7, I just saw that record again. How is that possible? How many games?
Hold on. Here, I want to get your blood pressure going up into break. How's 5-7 possible? Ball State scores 40 points. Missouri 41, Oklahoma State 45, A&M 36. You blow a lead in the fourth quarter to Texas. Kansas scores 76, and you're ahead of Colorado. You score 51 points on them, but they score 65. Well, that's how you go.
I made a mistake.
Let's hear that one more time. I liked hearing that.
Well, I can admit to that. I made a mistake.
Nebraska's picked up their 10th oral commitment for next year, according to a Tallahassee newspaper. Corner DeAndre Byrd, 5'10", 170 pounds, coming in, Daddy. But he must be fast because Arkansas wanted him, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Michigan State, South Carolina, South Florida, the Bulls. The Bulls. But he's coming to Nebraska. A birthday tribute to Big Daddy and Nebraska defensive end Zach Potter when we come back.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Verizon Wireless for the phone that does everything you've heard about and more. The new sleek LG Dare. It has a full touchscreen QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2 megapixel camera to shoot, edit, and upload to the web straight from your phone. Text and picture messaging, IM capable, and so much more. Plus, it runs on our super fast 3G network. Switch to America's most reliable wireless network today at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Every stay at Microtel Inns and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicrotelInn.com.
It's a 1 o'clock shotgun start at the annual O'Malley's three-man scramble this Saturday, August 9th at the Meadowlark Hills Golf Course in Kearney. Get your guys together and get signed up today. You can call or, better yet, stop downtown at O'Malley's after work and have a cold beer and get your team registered. Cash and prizes will be awarded. It's the annual O'Malley's three-man scramble this Saturday, August 9th at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. O'Malley's on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Red Cloud Opera House cordially invites everyone to Streetcar Day starting August 8th. Come enjoy the cars, then come see us. Red Cloud Opera House proudly presents Missoula Children's Theater production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. For tickets, call 402-746-2641. Red House Music and Pro Audio invites you to Hastings August 8th through the 10th for all the fun of Kool-Aid Days. Come join the Jammers Boat Race, Parade, Refreshments, and World's Largest Kool-Aid Stand, and the Quickest Kool-Aid Drinking Contest and more. From Red House Music and Pro Audio, the Tri-City's only real guitar pro shop.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area during the day today with some scattered showers and storms possible. Otherwise, look for highs of 83 with an east wind of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see scattered showers and storms possible, lows of 62 on the way to 84 for high Thursday. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
Oh, it's just amazing you play a song by Ether coming back into the break.
It's actually Nas, and it's just an instrumental because the lyrics would
so the group,
not be
the group is Nas and the song is Ether?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right.
That's what I wish Daddy would inhale sometimes.
Wow. He usually carries some around when he's driving around. Wow.
No. That's how I ended up with my wife. She thought I was quite amusing the first time I met her, and 3 days later when she woke up, she really had nowhere to go.
Hey,
wow.
Look at this nice new suit I got. It even has a little pocket square. Want to smell? 1-888-455-ESPN. It is a special day for Daddy.
Happy birthday,
I'm a happy, happy, happy birthday.
That hurt when I did that.
Well, hell, happy birthday.
I get emotional. I'm starting to get emotional.
Oh, me to you. You know what I'm saying?
Really making this birthday special for me, Doug.
We'll ride some horses. Yeah.
Really? Well, last year, I must admit, was probably the worst birthday I've ever had. And I'll say that because, I got married on August 4th. That was not what made it so bad. We got married and then we moved, actually, on my birthday on August 6th. And, you know, when you're trying to carry boxes in and, you know, obviously newly married, my wife's trying to make out with me. It was just terrible the whole day. A lot of sweat.
Chet was watching.
A lot of tears.
Carrying all the boxes. He's like, you carried a single box. Give me a break. You hired a moving company.
Whatever.
True or false?
Well, that's true.
All right. You hired a moving company.
True.
Moving into your new place, all the air conditioning was, but it was like 112. So that made it bad. Why?
It was just
there was at least a speck of physical labor involved for the first time in 33 years.
Hey.
The last time there'd been labor on Daddy's birthday was Mom was involved. Unbelievable.
Physical labor is not my forte. I'll be the first to admit. And if you ever feel my hands, the silky, smooth. You know what? These hands can't do that. No, that's bad.
That's
and
how they cut.
Goes the dynamite.
A lot of moisturization goes into these
that's,
things.
You know, if they weren't silky smooth, they wouldn't have caught the game-winning touchdown the state championship game for Bertrand Vikings in 1991, which was the 1992 season when he graduated. 91 season, right? 92 graduate. Oh, you're special. Lean, mean, fighting machine. Just like Zach Potter, who we had a chance to catch up with on the opening day of practice. Zach Potter joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Our Nebraska football talk continues on the Doug and Daddy Show this opening week of fall camp with another Nebraskan. He is junior defensive end Zach Potter out of Omaha. And,
senior defensive end.
Excuse me. Junior or senior, Zach?
Did you graduate sixth grade?
already firing at me. Yeah, I can't believe the time has flown by that fast. We all remember this guy as the All-State Nebraska, maybe the best player out of his senior class.
Yeah, actually, I remember him being on the Bob Devaney Sports Center floor at State Basketball doing his thing for the Blue Jays. But, Zach, has it been fast for you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you don't redshirt, college goes by a lot faster. I mean, it's supposed to be the best 4 or 5 years of your life. It's been a lot of fun, but it's definitely gone really fast.
Zach, a little follow-up question to that. A lot of people think that the Mr. Steinkuhler's younger brother is going to be beside you or behind you, probably at your same position. Talk about what you've been able to see out of him so far.
You know, Baker's got, you know, he's a physical specimen. I mean, he's a big kid for a freshman. He's got the Steinkuhler jeans and stuff, just like his dad and Ty. He had a great summer working out with us and stuff, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do out on the field starting today and the rest of fall camp.
Zach, one of the plays that really impressed me with your defense, especially in the spring game, Doug and I happen to be on the field. You had an ability to run with a tight end down the field. You were 20, 25 yards down the field. And I remember I can point to exactly where we are on the field as we're here at the press box at Memorial Stadium. And I tapped Doug and I said, what is he doing down the field? Leaner, more athletic seems to be the general feel of the team.
Definitely. Our whole team's a lot more lean, a lot more athletic. I think we're quicker. Coach Dobson did a great job this summer working us out. And, you know, that play downfield just kind of reminded me of my high school days, being a lot leaner and quicker and stuff. So that's something you'll see a lot of this year, I think. You know, see the ends covering some tight ends downfield.
Zach Potter joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Practice underway for the Huskers here in fall. How much are you looking forward to just being a better football team this year?
We definitely can't get worse, I don't think. And if we do, that something's wrong. But
No, you can't.
No, I think the whole team and the whole state of Nebraska is really looking forward to putting a better product onto the field. I think we've done everything we can to, you know, put a better product on the field. We had a great spring and a great summer workouts with the team. And, you know, fall camp's a starting point for us, and I think we're going to have a good fall camp and get ready for the season.
Asked a couple of the guys this earlier, Mike Huff and Todd Peterson, that we talked to, and Coach Pelini addressed a question in the press conference on Monday about the psyche of this team and what he had to do. And he said, you know, I haven't really done much. We're going to go out and be successful, and that should take care of itself. How broken down, I mean, because the defense even caught more than the offense last year. What was this team like as far as a defensive unit when you went into the offseason?
You know, we were pretty down, but at the same time, you know, we had Coach Pelini coming in, who was a great defensive coach. I think we were all able to, you know, put last year in the past and really look forward to this upcoming year. And, you know, like you said, Coach Pelini is such a good coach, and he didn't really have to instill anything in us. We just knew his resume, and I think we all got excited to play defense for him, and, you know, it made us work harder in the offseason, and we're really trying to show it now.
I guess Coach Pelini's defense, just from the outside looking in, would be more complex, many different variations that you could do out of. Is that fair?
It's more complex, but it's different compared to Coach Cosgrove's. The schemes are different, but I think it might be a little easier for some guys to learn in different positions, obviously. I picked up the new stuff pretty quick because I've been in the system for a while, but I think, you know, in meetings, the younger guys are picking stuff up pretty quick, and, you know, hopefully when they put it on the field, they're going to do a good job.
Talk about Cody moving over to the linebacker position and his progress and what you saw this summer.
You know, Cody, he's a leader on the team. You know, he's a great running back for us, and he really came out and made the move in spring ball, and he worked really hard this summer, and, you know, we're really looking forward to see what he can do full-time because, you know, in the summer and spring ball, you know, he really had about 3 weeks of work at linebacker, so we all saw the flashes of what he did then, and I think, you know, putting a lot of time together now, he's going to be really good.
I was looking at the returning numbers from last year. Kevin Dixon had the lone interception for this team returning.
I had one.
Well, I got to check this.
Well, there just weren't many.
Texas.
There just weren't many.
There were not a lot of interceptions, but that'll change this year.
Zach,
is that going to be a point of emphasis, I guess, in my question?
Definitely.
Turnovers.
You saw what, you know, Pelini's system did in 2003, I think it was. They had tons of turnovers there, and I think that's going to be a really big emphasis this year on what we do. Obviously, you know, it was an emphasis last year, but, you know, some things just didn't go right and stuff. So we're looking forward to putting an emphasis on that year and getting a lot of turnovers.
Zach Potter joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The word intensity has been used so much with Bo Pelini and defense. Can you explain the difference? And I don't know if you can coach intensity, but can you explain the difference?
I think you can't coach intensity, like you said, but, you know, Coach Pelini is such an intense guy. It just kind of rubs off on everybody else. You know, it's just kind of a snowball effect. Your head guy is going to be an intense guy, and it's going to make the team intense. And I can definitely tell the difference in intensity of our team right now.
Well, it seems to be the big question. Is that get old? Do you get old hearing that? The big question for this team is the defensive line?
No. You know, if people want to doubt us, we're going to go out there and prove them wrong. And, you know, we got four seniors coming back, returning. We all played a lot last year, and, you know, we didn't have the greatest year, but, you know, we're building, and we had a lot of experience, and we're going to come out and prove everybody wrong then.
Zach Potter joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Zach, thanks so much for the time, and go get me that damn ball.
Thanks for having me.
Nebraska defensive end Zach Potter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate him giving us a few minutes. Tomorrow we'll talk with Cody Glenn, the running back converted to linebacker for the Big Red. Ron Prince, the head coach at Kansas State, also going to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more coming up. That Zach is huge. He's just huge. Zach Potter was the biggest kid in the room.
Well, a lot has to do, you know what, and he's leaner than he was. I mean, so
it was pretty impressive seeing him dwarf you, by the way.
He's thick. That one, if there's one thing, and obviously we're a little bit of homer here in Central Nebraska, other than seeing Lance Sorrell knock down a pass and punch somebody in the face in the spring game, I appreciated that. But, another thing that stands out to me in the spring game, the whole spring game, really those two things. Lance Sorrell of the play right over in front of the visitor's bench, and then Zach Potter covering the tight end down the field. And Doug, I remember nudging you. I go, that's Zach Potter. And you go, what is he doing down here? I 20, 25 yards down the play. They are going to – I don't know how it can't be more difficult, the defense, because I just think there's so many variations and so many different things they can do. But the one thing they're going to have to do is get pressure on the quarterback, and that's something they were unable to do a year ago.
Did you know the Olympics began today? Some of the events?
I thought it was the 8th.
Soccer already lost.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, the opening ceremonies are Friday. What are you starting already? Not enough time? 3 weeks? Good Lord. But
soccer's already.
Olympics. That's the big poll question this week on the webpage. What would you rather have? Olympic gold medal, Super Bowl ring. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on our poll question. ESPNSuperstation.com. What would you rather have, an Olympic gold medal or a Super Bowl ring? Hey, lunchtime's coming up. If you want to watch the Olympics, because they're on all day, if you want to watch the PGA golf tournament, which tees off tomorrow, if you want to watch Major League Baseball or just preseason football, you can watch it all at the same time at the Chicken Coop. It's the best place to watch sports in town, Kearney or Grand Island. 42-inch flat screens all over the place, high-definition televisions. Not a bad seat in the house. They've got great lunch specials every day and food and drink specials every night. Try one of their awesome salads. It'll cool you down over the summer months. Chicken salad with grilled chicken basted with one of the Coop's wing flavors. They have over a dozen of those. Taco salad served in a crisp tortilla bowl. Or the Santa Fe crispy chicken served with chunks of crispy chicken and three types of cheese. It's all right there for you, whether it's a salad, burgers, wings, steaks, pizzas, it's all there at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We'll take a break and be back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
If you or someone you know is looking for a part-time position, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse Kearney to find out about immediate opportunities for experienced wait staff as well as experienced bartenders. Due to seasonal changes, several openings are available. To apply in person, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse, southeast of the I-80 Interchange Kearney, after 5 o'clock for complete details on positions and compensation. Grandpa's Steakhouse is an equal opportunity employer.
It's time to get tough on Ready Underwear and Holy Socks. The men's store inside JCPenney has everything you need to kick them to the curb. Right now, our entire stock of men's jockey underwear and gold toe socks are on sale. Buy one package, get the second 50% off. Yes, jockey underwear and gold toe socks are the gold standards in comfort and fit. And with these savings, now's your chance to get a fresh start. The men's store is the smart place to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
A great golf score takes the right blend of precision, power, and trusting your game. Hi, I'm Jim Furyk, and I'm proud to be associated with YRC Worldwide, whose companies utilize those same elements in global transportation and logistics services. They'll get your big shipments from tee to green around the world because they know the course and have the right blend of talent and expertise for playing it well, every single round. To find out more about YRC Worldwide, visit yrcw.com.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area during the day today with some scattered showers and storms possible. Otherwise, look for highs of 83 with an east wind of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see scattered showers and storms possible, lows of 62 on the way to 84 for high Thursday. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Tremblay. Right now, 66.
Lil Wayne for Danny on his birthday. It's the Doug and Danny Show.
I take my posse all the way to the Second Street Slammer, stop back through Alda, maybe hit the back lot. Prepare, people. Me and my posse is rolling.
Unbelievable.
Can we hear that one more time?
Oh, of course. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Happy birthday, Adam Jones. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Reminding you that this Saturday, it's the annual O'Malley's three-man golf tournament. It's a scramble at Metal Arc Hills, a 1 o'clock shotgun start, so you get to play beautiful Metal Arc Hills. You get to have fun with your friends. You get to do it in a scramble format, so Daddy even... your shots don't have to count very often, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so you don't have to get up in the morning. Get your gang together. You can call, or better yet, stop down at O'Malley's. It's Wednesday, so it's burger and beer night, people, at O'Malley's. Cash and prizes will be awarded. The annual O'Malley's three-man scramble is this Saturday, 1 o'clock, Metal Arc Hills in Kearney. Metal Arc Hills, beautiful golf course, O'Malley's, on the breaks downtown Kearney. Stop by and sign up today. It is coming up this Saturday. American Legion Baseball Senior State Champions in Class A. The tournament that was in Omaha, Millard West won it over Omaha Gross 8-0. Excuse me, the Class A tournament that was held in Norfolk, Papillion La Vista South beat Lincoln Pius X 5-3. The Class B tournament wrapped up in St. Paul. Omaha Roncalli repeats as the senior state champions with a 9-3 win over Gretna. And for the 11th time in the program's story history, Wakefield is your Class C senior state champion. They needed to sweep Crofton. Crofton beat them earlier in the tournament. They did sweep Crofton. Excellent, excellent games. Joel Nixon, an all-state caliber player in every sport, was a big part of last night's game. He won game one, got the save in game two, 6-0, 4-2, Wakefield takes a pair from Crofton, which, by the way, ended up with only four losses on the year, and two of them were last night. So congratulations. Great job by all the folks from Ravenna, Gibbon, St. Paul that ran area state tournaments and did a great job with them. Congratulations. I know that's a lot of work, and they were able to pull it off, no problem.
Yeah, especially with the temperatures they were. Haven't heard of any injuries, so good work on that as well.
At least not to the players. Back to the Doug and Daddy inbox, the Dent Popper inbox here. The uneasy feeling in Daddy's stomach may also be coming from all those "he's a good football player" quotes from our new coach. Those words send a chill up my spine. You know, there was a couple of times Monday that Bo Pelini said exactly what Bill Callahan had said. And obviously, well, he said, you know, good football player, good football team.
You know,
got to get better.
And during that time, I know we weren't always sitting right side by side during the press conference. But every one of those, our eyes met. And there was also, of course, you know, like Steve Sipple. He's always, you know, like when that happens, Sip kind of locks eyes with us and we kind of get a grin on our face that, yeah, we know. Everybody's well aware when that happens and what's said, it does send a shiver up your spine.
The preseason GPAC volleyball poll was released yesterday. Hastings College, which has been a power, selected fourth.
Wow.
They received one first place vote, but selected fourth in the conference. Again, this volleyball conference is about as tough as it is in basketball. Northwestern picked to win it, followed by Morningside, Dort, Hastings, and then Briarcliff in the 13-team GPAC conference. And they'll be getting underway. They start practice next week as well, and they'll be getting underway in a couple of weeks. The RMAC poll for UNK will be coming out in a couple of weeks. So that's what we've got going on there. I think we're down to our last order of business, and that is the PGA Championship tees off tomorrow, Daddy.
I was a little bit surprised.
Did you even know that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I knew it, but there's no buzz because it's all Brett Favre.
There is very, very little buzz about it. You've actually pulled up the future book odds. I guess I would say Ernie would probably be up at the top of those. A little bit surprised to see that Phil was.
The field, and again, they've only listed here 25, I think, players out of this 150 field. The thing about the PGA is you'll have some of those club pros in there, and so you can X all of those guys off right away. But Phil Mickelson, the field is the favorite at 9-5. Phil Mickelson is 8-1. Ernie Els is 12-1. VJ, Potty Harrington, Sergio, and Jim Furyk are all 15-1. Trevor Immelman, the Masters champ, 35-1.
Rocco on there?
He would be in the field. Kenny Perry, 25-1. Why not Kenny Perry?
Why not El Nino? Let's let Sergio have one.
You mean the nobody cares? I don't have much of a feeling on this.
It's the last one for him to get before El Tigre comes back. If you're going to get one, now might be a real good time.
Wow, Tiger was a runner-up in the Masters. Did you remember that? Unbelievable. Hey, we want to thank Zach Potter, Nebraska defensive end, and defensive back Willie Moore of Missouri for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Kansas State head football coach Ron Prince and Nebraska's Cody Glenn. Have a happy birthday, Daddy.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!